This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more of America is reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it, warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be a dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. Army is considering changing the names of its bases that have Confederate leaders' names. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's open to bipartisan discussion on the topic. There are 10 bases currently named for Confederate leaders that would need to be renamed under such a plan. Meanwhile, a judge in Richmond, Virginia is barring the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue for 10 days. A decision yesterday coming after Governor Ralph Northam ordered the large statue on Monument Avenue to be taken down as soon as possible, and crews were on hand yesterday inspecting the 12-ton monument, which has been at the center of protests in Richmond, especially since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A descendant of an original donor for the statue requested the injunction that was granted yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is making it clear that as the presumed Democratic presidential nominee, he does not believe that police should be defunded. Instead, Biden is coming out in support of funding community policing programs aimed at improving relations between police and communities. A World Health Organization official says it might be very rare for asymptomatic people to transmit coronavirus to one another. However, the Harvard Global Health Initiative is expressing skepticism about the organization's claim, saying asymptomatic transmission could account for 40 to 60% of infections. There are reports that President Trump wants to get back to campaign rallies by later this month. The president hasn't hosted one since March, when the coronavirus put large events on hold. He's been pushing to get back in front of his supporters as he falls behind Joe Biden in a number of recent polls. Tropical Depression Cristobal will spread wind, rain, and flooding from the south to the Midwest through the rest of this week. Forecasters expect the storm to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley with 30-mile-an-hour winds today and tonight. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Ken LaCourte joins us now. Ken is the former senior executive at the Fox News Channel and founder of LaCourte News. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Bill, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Lots to talk about, but our focus today and at this moment will be on, unrest that's happening seemingly in the inner circle. I mean, we've known that, from day one, there's been the non-traditionalists, as Rick Grenell would title and describe them as, the Washington D.C.ers. I mean, he didn't come out and call it the deep state, but
right.
we're understanding it to be the deep state. They've not been real happy, and the deep state is not, it's not so exclusive that it doesn't include former military. I mean, they're part and parcel of it, are they not?
You know, I think it's I kind of differentiate what I call the deep state just from the generic Washington establishment.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the deep state is really the security guys and the information guys. This is FBI, CIA, NSA, who, maybe playing on our team, maybe playing on their own team. But definitely that, as well as that kind of establishment, and certainly the military is part of that, that has just grown up in that. One of the things that Trump was elected that he said he'd do is drain the swamp and change that and shake up that apple cart. And they don't like it. And that's everybody from former President George Bush to a lot of people that generally Republicans have liked. And some of these generals are guys that, that I think most Republicans like. I also think it's a hard White House to work in, both stylistically and when they're trying to throw kind of firebombs like that.
Ken, I'm a bottom-line kind of guy. I mean, I've been in business long enough and experienced enough life is that, this isn't a beauty contest, especially when you talk about, although it's become that at times, and he with the most charm seems to get the upper leg here. But I think what people are starting to realize is, as my old mentor used to say, Bill, your charm's only as good as your bottom line. I especially gravitate towards people that can get the job done.
You know, it's interesting how many times you've heard the president called crazy.
Mm.
And he would do things that by a traditional concept would be crazy. Making fun of the allies. Or, remember when the North Korea, the dictator, he was shooting up rockets and being crazy. I mean,
Rocket Man.
I mean, he literally made fun of the kid for being fat. In a tweet saying, well, I thought we could be friends, and I don't know why he called me old. I wouldn't call him fat. Now, you can imagine everybody at the State Department, throwing up in their shoes when they're doing it. That's not how you're supposed to do it. But then it worked. And you would see time after time, it's like the president's doing something that is arguably insane. And then it worked. And then that makes you, it should make you kind of question, well, what's sanity and what's right and all those things. Because, time after time. I mean,
And what's fake news, Ken? I mean, nobody talked about fake news. I mean, we talked about biased news and propaganda and that sort of thing. But now under, you know, the Trump administration, everything now has been framed and, you know, either it's fake news or not.
I mean, who would have thought that going to war with the entire National Press Corps would have been a smart political strategy? Now, we could make a good argument that every other Republican had the war going against him already. He just didn't know it and didn't declare it and tried to work with those people. And the president was one who just kind of, you're right, absolutely by that phrase, woke up a good 30 to 40% of America as to what was going on in the news media.
Well, for me, what was so frustrating, I mean, speaking of George Bush, W. Bush, is that he allowed himself constantly to be framed by, you know, the mainstream media. I mean, here, you know, all things considered, pretty smart guy. I mean, he's a reader. He's well-read. This, you know, Karl Rove says, you know, all the time, he's, you know, you meet with him, and he's asking about the latest book and, you know, this kind of deal. And, you know, he does, when it comes to intellect, has some impressive credentials, you know, by fact. But yet the media would take advantage of his mannerisms and, you know, make a caricature out of him, and he would say nothing. And, you know, whether it's, you know, the caricature that was made of him or even policies or decision, I guess he just accepted that it came with the territory. It's what he learned from his father, and it's all part of the tradition, is that presidents shall not, you know, shall not offend the media. And then we have Donald Trump, and maybe George W. In the wee hours of the morning says, shoulda, coulda, woulda, man. Oh, I should have fired some salvos back over the bow of their boat.
You know, I think the game has changed very heavily in the last 5 or 6 years, though. I mean, you're right. I mean, look, I used to think that Reagan was kind of a daffy old man until then you read some of his letters and some of the things that he wrote directly. He was a brilliant guy who the news media portrayed. Gee, and there's starting to be a consistency. They portrayed him. They portrayed Bush. They portrayed, you know, these guys as doddering fools. But the media really has in the last, you know, handful of years, and predated President Trump by a few years, really gone from being kind of biased to being just outright activists, you know, a liberal arm of the Democratic Party. I mean, we have seen the kind of destruction of values and, you know, New York Times is a terrific example. Always used to be liberal, but used to be brilliant and good and smart people. Now they literally will get to the point where they will twist facts around and intentionally leave things out, and they will create dishonest narrative. And that's something that really hasn't happened until the last, you know, we've seen that over the last, I'd say, 10 years, slowly kind of ramping up with the Internet.
Well, Ken, you're a former senior executive at Fox News Channel, and you found your own LaCourte News. You know, and you consider the firepower, and when I say firepower, I'm talking about raw talent that is there in some of these outlets, and I think it's a waste. It's a waste that they should be doing so much better, because the reason that they are in existence and they have the covering that they do is the founding fathers in our U.S. Constitution had designed it as such. And they've kind of abused it, I believe, and taken advantage. And as a result, everybody loses. They lose a bit in intellect because they're not expanding and challenging themselves. But they've become so partisan to the point that, again, with your experience at Fox, it's us against them. It's conservatives against liberals. And, you know, that's and it's, you know, and I understand sometimes, you know, we can have, you know, different teams and we wear different jerseys and we can compete and that sort of thing. But even in that, you know, those kind of contests, there's rules to the game here. And here it's just all out, you know, it's just all out a waste and an invalidation and a promotion of this cancel culture that's, you know, very much on display in the media rooms across the country. I mean, look at what happened with Tom Cotton here recently in the New York Times.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you talk about it as a game, because there's a great analogy. It's like we always used to know that the players in the game were the Democrats and the Republicans, and, you know, you couldn't 100% trust what they're saying because, yeah, they're politicians. They're trying to get ahead. And people used to view the news media as the referees. And yeah, okay, they were a little liberal biased or whatnot, but certainly in the last handful of years, the referees have now become players in the game. and you know, the their newest tactic, and this is something that this is something that bothers me right now more than riots or North Korea, is conservatives have a real problem, because as the tactic of racism has kind of fallen, it's been overused and
Ken, we got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. Morgan, Ken,
after this. Is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive seed nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, what's wrong with that, huh? Values, you know, in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Well, I'll tell you, if this country ever needed a renewal on some basic principles that were transferred to us, you know, like a baton, you know, from the world's greatest generation. And things have got lost in translation to the point that, you know, you wonder, you know, in this culture today, up is down, down is up, it is is a bit confusing, and I don't blame you, especially in light of the recent things that our culture has been subjected to. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in a conversation with Ken LaCourte, the former senior executive at Fox News Channel and founder of LaCourte News Continues. Ken, before we talk about Bill Barr, I did want to give you a chance to finish your thought on the biased media and how that is misserving we the people.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the game analogy and how we used to view as, you know, the players and the referees, with the players being the political players and the news media being the kind of referee you could trust. And now that's just not the case anymore. We've gone back to kind of the yellow journalism days of the late 1800s, early 1900s in America, or the very hyper-partisan press where you may think that they're the referees now, but now people are starting to figure out more and more every day that no, you really have to listen to multiple outlets, to look at multiple things, because you can't trust some of the names you used to trust because their top goal isn't being objective and honest. Their top goal is clicks and politics. And this is radically shifted in just a handful of years in this industry.
And we've abandoned, you know, some solid journalistic principles in terms of witnesses and backup and research and that sort of thing. Now it's like anybody with a computer can, you know, send out a column and an article and forget the fact that it's non-substantiated, it's loaded with hyperbole, anonymous resources or sources in that matter. I mean, it's shameful, Ken.
And the very notion, and I used to tell my reporters this at Fox, it's like, give both sides their fair shot.
Yes.
In other words, we knew we were going in and looking at things from a different angle, but you're doing any story, you know, people chopping down trees and people on the environmental side. It's like, give both sides their fair shot. And that's not what happens anymore. What happens is they say, we have to have a great headline, because if the headline was, you know, the president walked across and gave a speech at a church that was burned down, that's not going to get clicked. If you can twist up the, did they gas those protesters, or he held a Bible. Oh my gosh, he held a Bible, and go find a preacher who hates them and say that we shouldn't bring God into this. And so exactly. That literally on the same day, you have, I saw 20 headlines of preachers and news people being upset that the president held a Bible at a church. Literally on the same, his opponent was on his knees in a church posing for a photo op.
Right.
Kneeling before a number of black parishioners. And so it's like literally both candidates had, or both, you know, major people had a church photo op on the same day. One was blasted to kingdom come. The other was, while he was on his knees, he was listening to, I mean, you know, literally, if you want to have some fun, go type Joe Biden church into News Google and the same with the president, and then just look at the way that the media headlines are completely and radically not even the same game.
And the other thing to observe with that, Ken, is how sustainable was it? You know, it went by the white, it kind of threw it up there. I mean, there was a bit of a controversy because even the Archbishop there at St. John's, who had invited the president, was well aware 5 days earlier this was going to happen. All of a sudden, you know, I don't know what happened. And as you say, everybody's on the field anymore, including the Archbishop. You know, he's in the field of play. We've got the media now, the referees are playing the game. It's absolute chaos. But they realized that wasn't all that sustainable, because that ended up going by the wayside. So then what they had to focus on was that, you know, it was the military action. And what I love about AG Bill Barr, I appreciate his calmness and how he addresses these issues. I mean, CBS was going nuts. They were trying to, you know, right a wrong and still try to convince everybody that they hadn't misrepresented the facts, which, you know, again, when you present both sides, you know, people are smart enough to figure this out. Let them decide. And no matter how you want to, you know, twist in the wind and try to right an obvious wrong, rather than just saying, you know, like Tucker Carlson the other night, he just said, hey, look, I made a mistake. I got it wrong. You know, I promise you, I'm going to do better at this. We were a little loose on this. And, you know, you say something like that, people go, okay, I get it. I understand. Hey, thanks for clearing that mess up. But this is what Bill Barr said, you know, about, CBS's contention that the president had demanded active duty troops be deployed to American streets.
No, that's completely false. That's completely false. Sunday night.
The president did not demand that?
No, he did not demand that.
What happened?
I came over on Monday morning for a meeting. The night before had been the most violent, as one of the police officials told us, the D.C. police. It was the most violent day in Washington in 30 years, something that the media has not done a very good job of covering. And there had been a riot right along Lafayette Park. I was called over and asked if I would coordinate federal civil agencies and that the Defense Department would provide whatever support I needed or we needed to protect federal property, the White House, federal personnel. The decision was made to have at the ready and on hand in the vicinity some regular troops, but everyone agreed that the use of regular troops is a last resort and that as long as matters can be controlled with other resources, they should be. I felt, and the Secretary of Defense felt, we had adequate resources and wouldn't need to use federal troops, but in case we did, we wanted them nearby. There was never, the President never asked or suggested that we needed to deploy regular troops at that point. It's been done from time to time in our history. We try to avoid it, and I'm happy that we were able to avoid it on this occasion.
You know, this president has been accused so often, Ken, of being ill-prepared. He's preparing, and for that preparation, he's being, you know, chastised. And, you know, the mainstream media there, here's CBS trying to defend a false report in saying the president, I mean, she was very selective about her words, you know, that the president had demanded, he told the military, you know, like a scene from A Few Good Men, like Jack Nicholson, you can't handle the truth, you get my men around, you know, around the perimeter here, you know, it's like, oh, come on, please.
You know, I think half the time he baits them, he puts something on Twitter, and he works them up, and I think half the time they let their imaginations go wild. And you never know which is which.
Well, I've said that before. I think sometimes it's a muse for him because they're so easy. They're gaffable. Their lips are already sticking ready to the open. He doesn't even have to put bait on the hook anymore. He just throws the hook out there and gaffs them, and then, you know, they get all entangled.
But even on that issue, it was like, okay, I'm young enough to remember in my 20s when the last time we had, you know, masses of people rioting in the streets because of the black-on-white issue in Los Angeles.
Exactly. I was there in California at the time. Yep.
President Bush deployed some troops there, and I think Barr said it best. You know, it's a nice last example, last resort. But, man, they already had polished off their Trump is a dictator posters. I mean, that's what this was all prepping for.
I mean, and let's take it, you know, and even like Kayleigh McEnany had said the other day, you have to keep things in context and go down the timeline here. You know, you may not do it now, but then when you had, you know, I mean, there they were. They were storming the Bastille. They're right there on the perimeter of the White House. They're throwing bricks. I mean, they're out of control. I mean, these aren't people that are participating in a peaceful protest. It was far from peaceful. It was out of control.
Right.
At least that's what I could.
Very true.
That was my observation, Ken. I don't know about you. We got about 40 seconds left.
I want to comment on the concept of your intro coming in. You talked about values, and the propagation of values is something that we don't talk about enough in this country, and that we're losing generations of that. And this is certainly this discussion we've had is one aspect of that. It is the most important thing that's keeping our civilization going, and it's good that you focus on that here.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for coming on the show. He's a former senior executive, Fox News Channel, founder of LaCourte News. Ken LaCourte right here on Bill Martinez. Ken, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bill, thanks for having me. Very good.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! credible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500-1HIT. That's 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More and more of America is reopening now from the first wave of the pandemic. That's how many experts see it, warning of a second wave coming before the year is over. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says America is ready for that second wave, even though the trade and manufacturing policy director admitted on Fox News last evening the first wave of the virus did catch the country by surprise. President Trump says he's looking at a number of good proposals for police reform following George Floyd's death, and the president says that does not include some liberal proposals, which he says would make people less safe.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police.
A man's now facing arson charges in connection with a fire that damaged a Minneapolis police station during George Floyd protests. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of which, have you seen at Bill Martinez Live, we got 833-BML-RANT, like Bill Martinez Live, RANT, R-A-N-T, you dial that up. Hey, get it off your chest. We know that holding on to our frustrations, not a good thing. No bueno, right? We're going to give you an outlet. And you get a chance to hear yourself on the air on Fridays, on how we can do this and the response and everything like that. You know, we plan to play back some of these rants so you can hear yourself on the air on Friday, on Fridays, because that'll be Friday Rant Day. And but it's important, you know, to hear what's going on. You know, what do you think about Black Lives Matter? You know, what's happening here? I mean, there's a lot of expression about this. I think some people are trying to align Black Lives Matter with Martin Luther King. It's not even close. And some of the older guard of the civil rights movement, you know, have already expressed that the purpose of, you know, the civil protest led by Martin Luther King was to change policy. It was about policy change. It wasn't about the destruction of an economy, a destruction of businesses, and, everything that seems to be on display right now, brought to you in part by Black Lives Matter in conjunction with Antifa.
Martinez.
And, hey, here he is. It is this time now to have Jeff Carrere with us, and we're joining.
Now here on the ring.
We're simulcasting together here, so it's good. Hey, Jeff, how we doing, buddy?
Great. Welcome aboard, Bill.
Hey, great to be talking to you. First of all, you know, all our prayers are for you. You know, the hurricane went through, and trust everybody was, you know, endured the impact of the latest hurricane.
Yes, it was a relatively minor storm, and everyone did fine. There was some flooding, and some areas were affected. I think most of our friends in the Gulf Coast and Florida got hit with more rain than we did, so... Mm-hmm. This is a good warm-up for us, Bill, because it's going to be an active season.
Well, it started early, didn't it, this year?
This is, I think, the earliest start ever to the hurricane season. So buckle up. We're going to be hit probably for months to come, but we'll be mm-hmm. ready. I think we're more ready now than we ever have been.
Well, we've had a lot of experience with this, Jeff, and, you know, whether, you know, I'm here in Florida on the east side and where you're at there in Louisiana, you know, we've got a lot of smart people helping us out and of course, communities coming together. You know, if it's whether it's the coronavirus or whether it's hurricanes or anything else that catches us by surprise, we can always count on the community and our neighbors. And I think we're finding this out more and more, regardless of what the media would want us thinking, it, you know, that we're at each other's neck and, you know, all this, you know, this prejudice and civil unrest that's also been, you know, running co-concurrently, we're realizing at the end of the day is that, you know, all lives matter. Our friends' lives matter, our family, our neighbors, our communities. And I see this movement of people coming together. And, you know, and I believe that we can thank, you know, as you cited in your latest column, you know, the comeback kid himself. You know, Donald Trump has been a real example of unity, regardless of what the media, how they want to put it. I mean, because there's some people, no matter what, Jeff, there's some people you just don't want on your team because they're not interested. You don't have anything in common with them. They're not interested in winning. Their interest clearly is in losing. And then they complain and say, well, we're not very unified. Well, you're not even coming alongside. So how can we be unified? It's like you took off your jersey, you put on another jersey, and you're not even on the same team anymore.
I'll say this, Donald Trump, I think, is a great unifier. He loves this country. He wants to put this country first. I think he's concerned about people of all backgrounds and races. I've never seen a president work harder, Bill, and face more opposition, unfair opposition from these unhinged leftists. And he keeps working. He keeps moving forward. And, you know, my recent column that you just referenced is called President Trump, the Real Comeback Kid, because you know, everyone is counting him out and thinking Biden's going to win in a landslide. And I said, all right, just look at these latest numbers that came in May. It's going to get better in June, July, and August. And this economy is going to get rolling. And people normally vote their pocketbook, Bill. And if the economy is doing better, I think Donald Trump is going to be with us for another 4 years as president.
Well, Jeff, this is the same thing, you know, the media and these pollsters did to the American people with Hillary in 2016, 2015. They led them down a road to believe a different outcome. And then when the real, true outcome came, their skulls exploded. And so then the only thing they could justify to cover their, you know, their own prejudice is saying, well, it had to be the Russians. Even though you had your standard bearer, Barack Obama, saying, admittedly, that the Russians did not change one vote. He said that early on. But meanwhile, after that, of course, we get the Russian collusion, we get Mueller, we get impeachment. It's been one battle after another. And in spite of that, look at what this president has been able to do for our economy. And as you said, rightfully so, for all races. Because in America, and what Trump is trying to get people to understand, it's not about black. It's not about his background. You know, Jeff, and I say this on the show all the time. You know, I'm Hispanic, all right? You know, with a name like Martinez, you know, I'm not Japanese. But it drives me nuts, personally, when people go, oh, you're Mexican-American. I don't want to be hyphenated. I would say the majority of Americans do not want a hyphenation because we're on the same team together. This is America. We have all this in common. When we looked at what happened with George Floyd, all of America stood up in outrage and said, hell no, this cannot happen. We didn't look at it as somebody. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what President Trump's all about. He's about America being together. He doesn't want to divide. Yet the Democrats, Bill, that's all they want to do. They want to put us in little subgroups. They want to divide Americans. They want to put one group against another. And that's not what this president has been all about. And I'm hoping, Bill, I'm praying that this is going to get through to the majority of Americans before November, and that they'll understand what a great treasure we have in the White House right now. We need to reward him with another 4 years.
Well, it's reward us with another 4 years, because we have somebody who's looking out for our best interest, and it truly is a uniter, as you said. I mean, look, we grew up with this saying, Jeff, when we were kids, you know, united you stand, divided you fall. The Democrats are dividing us, so what does that tell you?
Well, that says that they play on the politics of fear. They're trying to get one group of Americans upset at another. They're trying to say that this president is racist. They're trying to say our institutions are racist. They're now going after the police, if you can believe that, Bill. I mean, how ludicrous is that? We got cities like Chicago that are ablaze in violence, and there are people there that want to defund and remove the police. It's insanity. So I think we've got a message here this fall. One party wants to defund the police. Another party wants law and order and support good police officers by getting rid of the bad ones but supporting the vast majority who are good. And another one, just as you're talking about, that wants to divide, and one leader who wants to bring us together. And that's a great contrast for these elections coming up.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned Chicago. I don't know if you knew this, but Sunday, the worst day for murder, black on black, okay? Black-on-black murder, 18, 25 over the weekend, one of the largest, casualty reports coming out of Chicago every day. Where's Black Lives Matter there? You know, what are they doing?
Sound, Bill, they can't make any political gamesmanship out of it, so they're not going to be there, they're not going to protest. But if Black Lives really did matter to them, they would be protesting the violence on the streets, not only, Bill, in Chicago, but all over the
Well, we've maintained that if Black Lives Matter, they'd also be taking a stand against abortion, where 40% of the black children are being murdered as a result of abortion. So I guess maybe Black Lives, you know, kind of matters maybe, huh?
Well, you make a great point. There should be Black Lives Matter signs outside every Planned Parenthood clinic in the country, but you don't see it there, Bill, unfortunately.
No, not at all. Well, Jeff, appreciate the time. Thanks for sharing time with us here on your show and ours
Recover
as well.
Now
Jeff Pruer.
Is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. We've got Brian Kilmeade join us. Yes, Brian Kilmeade from Fox News. You see him every morning right there, his nice little cherubic face and wonderful personality that he shares with us. And we're going to be talking about his revised new paperback edition of Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed American history. Brian, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. It's a crazy time, right?
It really is, you know. And before we get into the book, that's I want to get your read on this. I mean, forget about a vaccine for the coronavirus. I think we need a vaccine for TDS. This Trump derangement syndrome is rendering near half of our country to its lowest common denominator. The abandonment of common sense and truth. I mean, it's on full display here, and I think it's up to the everyday American citizen to decide what they want to do about it.
I think you're right. I also think Trump doesn't make it easy on you. If you're somebody that supports him and he decides on a day in which the vaccine is the big news to say, hey, I'm taking hydroxychloroquine, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. It makes it, all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're talking about what all his enemies want to talk about.
Yes.
And that is the fact that he's doing things a little bit reckless because he is a president and people look up to him and they wonder if they're going to be run on hydroxychloroquine. In reality, it's a good drug. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it's a lot better than everybody else let on. I think there's going to be studies that show it's better. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it challenging. But the other stuff, I find it, I laughed out loud when I was watching Chris Coon say and Senator Schumer say, well, this whole Russia thing's a distraction. Really? We've been saying that for 2.5 years.
Exactly.
Trying to govern. Now that we're getting information that shows perhaps that the whole thing was intentional and it worked to get him off track and actually hurt the country. And a lot of these people behind the scenes who are vilifying Trump are actually villains. Now, all of a sudden, it's his distraction.
Right.
At the same time, they're actually trying to get impeachment going again by asking for Robert Mueller's underlying documents from the grand jury testimony. Oh, that's not a distraction.
Yeah,
so
right.
Hopefully people that are intelligent enough to strain this.
Well,
and they are, Brian. I think this is what the left is underestimating, is people are figuring this out, especially now that we've gotten some revelation of the truth, and which, you know, our congressmen and senators knew all along because they were behind closed doors. They heard the testimony of John Brennan and Clapper and, you know, Peter Stroke, and they heard the truth. And then you hear Jim Comey on, you know, talking on the networks with Stephanopoulos or, you know, CNN or MSNBC, and it's a different story altogether. And now it's like, hey, guess what? The jig is up. You're done. I mean, we know that you have lied to the American people. And so, you know, all this stuff like you just talked about right now, see, this is common sense. I mean, common sense would tell you. I mean, it's like, you know, Brennan's hiding the paperwork saying that the Russians wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. Of course they did. I mean, look at what she gave them, whether it was uranium. You know, probably, if the truth be known, if you follow the money, how much money from Russian oligarchs went into the Clinton Foundation. She was malleable, as they said, quote unquote. Common sense told you that. They knew what they had with Hillary Clinton. They didn't know what they had with Donald Trump. So why would they want Donald Trump?
I'm not sure. I just think we're playing into it by playing the Russians' game, who they want, who they don't want. And obviously both sides realize that, but they just wanted to one-up each other and create a long-term investigation. And now the whole genesis of how this whole thing started comes out, and there were Democrats go, well, that's a distraction. Nice try.
Exactly. And, Brian, I think we're in an opportune time here right now. I've often told my kids that the best form of revenge is success. And I think this is the opportunity that lies in front of America today. And that is after, you know, post-coronavirus COVID-19 is for us to come on stronger, to be more successful, bring some needed manufacturing, just like we did with the steel manufacturing, bring it back home where it belongs, and let's get this country back on solid form again. What do you say?
It'd be interesting. You know, we're still going to see the investigation to Hunter Biden. We're going to still the Ukrainian. It's still there. And now you're going to see Michael Flynn moving forward. So it's just, it's not going to stop. But hopefully we'll have simple remedies, but they will all understand and don't need to, you know, no need to decode for the average American as opposed to people like us that do it every day.
Exactly. Well, there's enough common sense coming out there, Brian, that I have confidence in the American people, I know you do as well, that they're starting to figure this out. And I think this is, again, as I said earlier, one of the blessings of being quarantined and staying at home is that we're meditating a little bit more on these things and realizing that, hey, lies are still lies and truth is still the truth. Right?
Absolutely. We're about to find out. Unwind this, and maybe Senator Lindsey Graham's over, you know, his Judiciary Committee will have everybody up there. I mean, if you look at that list, Peter Strzok is on that list, McCabe is on that list, Comey's on that list, Brennan's on that list, Sally Yates is on that list, and we're going to have a chance to see what the 2016 All-Star team before we get to 2020.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I know some people have raised caution about how far up the chain to go. In my conversation a couple of weeks ago with Sidney Powell, she told me straight out, she goes, Bill, there's no way this doesn't go into the Oval Office.
Yeah, we're about to find out, right?
Yep, there it is. Hey, congratulations, by the way, on Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed American history. Did you ever think, Brian, I mean, were you a history buff as a kid growing up? I mean, how did this come about that you've become so historically centric, it seems?
I've always loved history. I've always loved looking, especially American history, when people say, this is where it happened, this is what took place, as opposed to, you know, 1,000 years someone may have walked here. No, 200 years, this is where Washington was.
Right.
You know, all these years ago, this is the ship that that Edward Preble used. So when you're able to feel in touch what happened 200-something years ago, I think it becomes, to me, it's just endlessly fascinating. And same thing with having a chance to do on Fox Nation, the series What Made America Great, brought me to the Alamo. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the Alamo, they describe how, everybody outside Texas thinks this is all there is, but there's so much more to that fight.
Without a doubt, I mean, because you start putting together the puzzle pieces here, and you give us new reason to remember the Alamo.
Because the people that fought there, the way they fought, who they killed before they died, enabled Sam Houston's army to group, to train, to assemble, and then shaped the battlefield. If it was in and out with the Alamo or they surrendered quickly, they probably all would have lost their lives anyway. Mm-hmm. That would have been a whole Mexican army fresh, go looking on the hunt for Sam Houston. Instead, they had 13 days. They were pretty beat up and blown up. Mm-hmm. And then when they went over the walls, they paid a price with that too.
Yes.
Even though they outmanned the Texians about 180 to 3,000.
Right. No, amazing. And it really speaks of the intestinal fortitude. And I believe that DNA spirit that is in all of Americans, that they would take on such enormous numbers. And even though the first round of the Alamo didn't come out with a victory, there was probably some minimal or maybe minor victories along the way that added up that made it possible for Sam Houston ultimately to become victorious.
Yeah, before the Alamo. Remember, the Alamo was taken from the Mexicans who had a standing army in there, mm-hmm. and they did not kill them. They let them go with a pledge that they would no longer fight in this, in what we now know as a revolution. And they said, yeah, sure, we'll do that. And they never did. They just went back, found Santa Ana, and came right back. So that was a victory. And then to hold it was a mistake. And Sam Houston said the whole time, don't hold the Alamo. And then went to meet with... they went out and to meet with the provisional government to draft a Bill of Rights and to draft a Declaration of Independence and to draft a Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, you've had the opportunity, and I think a distinct privilege, to go around the country and to share the stories firsthand with audiences in cities across the country. Tell us a little bit about that and the feedback that you're getting, you know, from everyday citizens.
Well, I mean, in the hardback, we did a pretty crisp story. Just mm-hmm. started the Battle of Horseshoe Bend, talking about the development of Sam Houston, then the Alamo. And I could not believe how many people related to people who fought in the Texas Revolution, even related to Sam Houston, who had 9 kids. Mm-hmm. So I could not believe the pride people had in Texas. What I also found fascinating is how many really smart people from Oklahoma to Nebraska to Ohio to Orlando didn't know anything about it. And they just said, you know, what we learned is that one day they didn't know about St. Jacinto. So what I tried to add in the paperback was another wrinkle, and that is Sam Houston trying to keep the Texans out of the Civil War.
Exactly.
And Lincoln got word of that, and Lincoln tried to work with Sam Houston to keep him out, too.
Well, and here, I mean, all that the Texians had gone through in, you know, the battle with the Mexicans, I mean, just on the heels of that, now we're going into a Civil War. I mean, you can't blame Sam Houston for wanting to back away from that, could you?
No, especially because he feared it, and he cared about the country more. So did Andrew Jackson, so did James K. Polk, so did Buchanan, so did Martin Van Buren. They all used to sit on the Hermitage porch, and they were good buddies. They all became president, except for Houston, who was president of Texas, and for some reason never really got it together with the timing and whatever he was going through to run for president of the United States. But they always wanted to keep it together, and Houston wasn't a big... He was definitely pro-American Indian. He did so much thing for American Indian rights. And number two is, you know, he knew about the immoral ways of slavery. He had some, but he had very little. Mm-hmm. And he voted for states, free states sent to the Union, not for slave states. So he knew that Texas, if they came in 1836, would have thrown off the balance. But by 1849, it didn't. So that's where we stood.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on the series, the book, the update, now in paperback. Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, Texas Victory that Changed American History. Ryan, always good to have you here on the show. Appreciate the time, the insight, and all the great work you're doing with Fox and Friends. Have a great one.
Pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries. And more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.